neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Success, Shofetim v'Shoterim, Titen Lecha v'chol Sha'arecha, Sher Hashem Elokeinu noten Lecha l'Shvatecha. So now, Shofet v'Shoter, as the code here is, you have to give to yourself. Titen Lecha, instead of saying Titenu, it means, as a general rule, halakha, to have a court, it says Titen Lecha. You have to give yourself a Shofet and a Shoter. Mahkame and Heyate Israel, they call it. A judge and a police. It says, Hashem Elokecha noten lecha lishvatecha. What is lishvatecha means? Shevet, shevatim. What does shevet mean? Tribes. Then we say in Mizmor, Shiftecha, Mishantecha, Hema, Yenachamuni. What does it mean?
Shevet is a stick.
Stop. No, you just said tribes. Don't change your words. So what does it mean? Lishvatecha. So you can learn that when it says Lishvatecha, that means the hard timing. As it says, Shiftecha Umishantecha Hima Yamahamuni. Remember this, Miss Moore? Yes? Exactly. Chazaru Baruch. So now here he says, Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha v'chol sha'arecha. You have to give it to yourself. Every sha'ar you have. How many sha'arim you have? You have seven. You have the eye, you have the ear, you have the lips. These are all the sha'arim that we have. So you have to give shoter and shofet to these, all the sha'arim. So what does it mean? So let's say, Chazaru Shalom, you have an earache. So he says, give shofet v'shoter to your ear. What does it mean? What does it mean? So you take your ear and take it to the court. Right? That's what he says. Right? Yeah. You have to send a subpoena to your ear.
Yeah.
So what does it mean?
You listen to something.
So maybe you listen to something you shouldn't have.
You should not listen to something.
Right, so if Chas v'Shalom you have some problem with the ear, God forbid, so that's what he says, Noten lecha lishvatecha. See, it happened to me, a good friend, he went to Italy, and then brought a nice gift for his friend, brought some shoes, so their friend was very happy, it was a very expensive shoes, $2,000. So now he opens the box and he sees beautiful shoes. It was having a little problem with it. They're both for the right foot. What happened? You don't like it? It's a problem? What's the problem? It's a problem?
It's packing problem.
Mother-in-law just bought a pair of shoes to get home. Two right foot shoes.
For mother-in-law, it's okay. So what's the problem?
She couldn't walk with her.
You can't walk? No?
Yeah.
You cannot walk.
Not straight. Zigzag.
Not usable. So now, to be able to walk, you need one right?
One left.
If you have two right, so then it's a problem.
Doesn't make it right.
So that means, here we learn, if you like to walk, you have to one right one.
Yeah.
If both are right, that means it's a problem. So that means you have to understand somebody is right and who is wrong? Who's left?
I am wrong.
I'm wrong. Chazaru Baruch. Nah, very good. So now, so that means any walking that takes place, you'll be able to walk properly, you need one right one. But here you see, it's very interesting. If you wear the pair of shoes that they bought right, it causes you pain, no?
You're gonna fall.
Why? Because the word right. So here, that's what the whole message here is. Many times when we are giving the shevet, we complain. When we feel some type of pain, and we see things are not going smoothly, we complain. But this is the left shoe Hashem is giving you. Why are you complaining? He only wants you to walk. Why are you complaining? The left to me, that I'm complaining, actually, the Rosh Hashanah says, I just want to align you, I want you to make you walk. But we complain. But his intention here is, he says, Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha b'chol sh'areha, Hashem Elokecha noten lecha lishvatecha, the shevet. This is a beautiful chidush of Rav Yismach Yisrael, that one you should realize that every Yisurim that one receives, it's only the source is from where? Midat Rachamim. Every Yisurim of Ribono Shel Olam, Mekoram, the source is from where? Because he loves us so much. Unless he will give you two right shoes, he says walk. Go the way you want. But he gives you the left one, why? You understand that Hashem loves you. That's what the left makes you walk. Why? Because it's opposite the right. It's opposite what you want, what you want to do, what you're pleased to do, what you enjoy to do. He said, no, it's not good. It's not good for you. So we have to be modeh to Ribono Shel Olam with all these left shoes that he gives us. What's the worth of a pair of expensive shoes that they bought? They're right. What can you do with it? Nothing. It's useless. It's a waste. And that's why we have to be thankful to Ribono Shel Olam that how he directs us, how he pays attention to us, how much he spends time for us. For every individual, you say, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. You know, the teacher wants to prepare for the homework, for a classroom. You know how much time he puts in? Ribono Shel Olam, for billions of people every day, he says, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that. He sends you homework. And the problem is, we don't do the homework. We don't do homework. That's the problem. But James, I cannot to be thankful for all these left. Parashuv Zashmash Baruch Hu gives us to be able to walk, to be Masliach Bezad Hashem. Shalom Aleichem Nachat. Sefer Chaim Tovim. Koyel HaNishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.